Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Conrad Mundruzzo and Kata Weber, director and scriptwriter of Evolution, screening at the festival in the Cannes premiere section. So, with so little time distance from Pieces of a Woman, you return together as director and writer with a new film that, despite being apparently very different, it felt connected to the previous one. First of all, how would you describe Evolution, starting from its title?
So, we choose the title because we deeply believe that it's connecting to this structure, which is in between generations. Kind of evolution in between generation, which includes both evolution of love inside the relation, but also evolution of hate inside society. And that's, we felt that would be a great title of the movie somehow, because we want to do a movie about identity and why we feel our identity this contemporary day is so fluid. And then we started to discussing, and then we end up in the past. And you are absolutely right, because Pieces of a Woman is also used a little bit this motif, and we felt it needs a movie to talk about it, how we trespassing traumas in between generation, and on a very hidden way, like a hidden river, how it's connected people in love and in pain.
Since this film, like Pieces of a Woman, is also taking inspiration in some autobiographical events in your life, Kata, what's the genesis of it? And when and why did you both decide it was about time to explore what it means to being Jewish today, to live with such memories or legacy in all its positive and negative nuances?
Yeah, so basically our point was we didn't want to make a Holocaust movie. But of course, in order to express something about contemporary identities and how we trespass certain traumas, we had to go back to the past and somehow use it as a reference point. And I think in order to do that, we didn't want to express reality for the first chapter, but we wanted to somehow explore the identity of a trauma, which is more like a memory, or even more than that, like an unconscious knowledge of a family. And this unconscious, troublesome, unconscious past is something that then has consequences in the next and the next generation. So I think we needed it so badly in order to talk about our contemporary life within Berlin and our kids' life and what we give them. We felt an enormous feeling of responsibility to talk about it, also because of many personal stories within this. So what you see in the movie all comes from real stories in our lives, and especially the story of the mother, apart from the stories in Birkenau, which comes from the archives. Those are basically my mother's stories, who got really sick and she died during the shooting period. So I think it was also a reason why we felt this is the time, like the last time you can meet these people who lived that period. They were children, and now we have children to give this knowledge and maybe kind of try to navigate them through this really troublesome past.
In Evolution, you use again, as you did in your previous films, a magical or a supernatural event to help us connect the dots. How would you explain water, for example, as the ideal connection between the episodes?
I mean, we don't really believe in factual truths, and we always try to find like some scratches somehow for poesy or for mythical elements, as also which is connects us. And we felt here, because anyway we talk about this movie like like a hidden river connecting those generations, we felt the water would be a good element for it, which is cleanizing and connecting on a spiritual way, like the ocean or like a waterfall, and also describing you cannot step two times in the same river somehow. So that's why we use also this element. And yeah, and we always try to create like a personal memory like movie. So also when this daughter sitting down and it feels like, ooh, it's now it's time to clean eyes, and we're creating for her, right? So it's like also we try to do the inside feelings as well on a poetic level and not just the factual truths.
And I would like to thank Cornel Mundruzzo and Kata Weber for talking about evolution screening at the 74th Festival de Cannes in the Cannes Premiere section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.